Batman could fly, but he'd crash and die. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. Scientists have finally answered one of life's mysteries, whether Batman can really fly. Researchers from Leicester University in the UK conducted tests on the type of cape Batman wears as he flies around Gotham City, watching for mischief and criminals. They concluded that he would be able to glide pretty well, but would crash at high speed and die once he tried to land. The researchers say this is because the wingspan of his cape is too short to allow him to land smoothly. Researcher and superhero addict David Marshall said, "If Batman wanted to survive the flight, he would definitely need a bigger cape. Or if he preferred to keep his style intact, he could opt for jets to keep himself aloft." The research paper is called Trajectory of a Falling Batman. The research team tested the physics behind the cape worn in the 2005 movie Batman Begins. The wingspan of the cape is 4.7 meters, which is around half that needed for a human to land safely. The research team said that if Batman jumped from a building about 150 meters high, he would be able to glide for about 350 meters. The problem would come when he attempted to land. The impact would be the equivalent of being hit by a car driving at 80 kilometers per hour. The team concluded that, "Clearly, gliding using a bat cape is not a safe way to travel, unless a method to rapidly slow down is used, such as a parachute.